From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Rescue and recovery efforts underway in Ecuador. The death toll from a 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Ecuador surged past 240 on Sunday. Hundreds were injured when the quake struck late Saturday along the country's Pacific coast. Jessica Turner is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
It was right off the coast of Ecuador near the city of Musine. So being a large magnitude near a populated area and also being of shallow depth, meaning it was close to the surface, caused all the damage and fatalities that we are seeing with the surface.
Initial reports indicate heavy damage in some areas. Four U.S. Marine aircraft took off from Okinawa Sunday, joining efforts to help Japan recover from an earthquake in the southern part of that country. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has boosted to 25,000 the number of troops aiding in the rescue and recovery on the main southern island of Kyushu. Pro-impeachment forces in Brazil have a huge lead as the lower house of Congress votes on whether President Dilma Rousseff should be tried by the Senate for alleged corruption. As of late Sunday evening, 224 lawmakers had voted in favor of impeachment, while 76 had voted no or had abstained. Energy officials from the world's major oil-producing countries failed Sunday to reach an agreement on freezing oil production. Representatives from 18 nations, including Saudi Arabia and Russia, met Sunday in Doha to try to figure out how to counter historically low oil prices. The ministers say they need more time to make a decision. Iranian officials did not attend the talks, and Saudi Arabia said it would not support a freeze unless Iran also agrees to it. This is VOA News.